My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 221, The Young Master Really Wants to Hit Someone. Today Yugal Mamat glanced at Mag Evans and Moore Mamat's mother, then looked at Moore Mamat and ruthlessly punched him. Moore Mamat cried out in pain and stumbled to the ground. Everyone's eyes were drawn to Moore Mamat. He struggled to his feet, his face pale. Zanera, don't be so blind. MRS. Mamat screamed in shock, ah. You dare to hit my son. Moore was kindly advising you not to go astray, but you actually instructed Th at man to hit my son? It's normal for you to be jealous when you see that Moore and Mag are about to get married, but how could you resort to violence? Mag Evans looked at Yugal Mamat, noticing his clothes and wristwatch, realizing that his identity was extraordinary. She quickly turned her eyes and tearfully said, "Sister, you will regret messing around outside one day. We are all doing this for your own good, trying hard to persuade you. If you don't listen, you will definitely pay the price in the future." Zaviera Evans furrowed her eyebrows. Whenever Mag spoke, she wanted to hit her. At this moment, Yugal Mamat opened his mouth, "Why do I really want to hit her whenever she speaks?" Zaviera sneered, "Then I should really thank you." The woman's screams echoed through the sky. Though Yugal Mamat was playful and those who crossed him would never end up well, he did have his limits and would not normally hit a woman. But today, he really couldn't stand it any longer. Seeing this woman made him itching to hit her. Mag Evans fell weakly to the ground, sobbing in grievance. "Sister, I didn't expect you to hate me so much. I just wanted to persuade you not to go down the wrong path. But you let someone beat me up like this? Why are you treating me like this, boo-hoo-hoo?" MRS. Mamat snorted coldly, "As Mag's older sister, you are always against her. Mag is just worried about you messing around with men and ruining your hu-le life. It's not without reason that MRS. Mamat likes Mag Evans so much. After all, you both have a common ground as mistresses." Zaviera spoke sarcastically, without holding back. The three of them turned pale with anger. MRS. Mamat was ashamed and enraged. "Zaviera. Moore dumped you, and now you want to get back at him and Mag. You should look for your own reasons." Yugal Mamat's eyes widened as this was the first time he had seen a woman more unreasonable than his mother, and they were both mistresses as well. "Zaviera, I can hit her, right?" Yugal Mamat, particularly wanting to hit someone today, thinks they all deserve a beating, regardless of their gender. But before he could finish speaking, MRS. Mamat interrupted. "Bastard. Let me tell you, Zaviera Evans is the woman my son Moore doesn't want. You'll regret it if you stay with her." Yugal Mamat sneered, "Zaviera, what were you thinking when you were with Th's kind of man? It's a good thing that you broke up with him now." "Zaviera, MRS." Mamat was furious. Was this outsider mocking her son? "Zaviera. You slut. It's good that Moore broke up with you. And you dare to hit people now? I'll teach you a lesson, Todd, and see if you dare to mess with us in the future." MRS. Mamat raised her arm and attacked Xavier Ione. A second later, Yugal Mamat's hand grabbed her wrist. MRS. Mamat roared, Let go of me. You dare to stop me. Moor Mammoth frowned. Although his mother was a bit overexcited, she was doing it for Zaviera's good, which was better than letting her go astray. But looking at Zaviera's expression, she seemed to think that his mother was picking on her. Just as Moor Mammoth was about to speak, a voice came from behind, "What's all the fuss about? Mrs. Mammoth turned around and hurriedly rushed to the person who approached, like a victim. "Mammoth, this Zaviera instigated the outsider to hit Moor and tried to argue in Moor and Mag's wedding. I couldn't stand it and wanted to stop her, but his man wants to lay a hand on me." Moor's father's face was awkward. Moor cheating was indeed his fault, but now that Moor and Mag Evans were about to get engaged, why make a big fuss about it? He sighed and was about to smooth things over when he saw Ugal Mammoth on the side. Moor's father's lips twitched. Chapter 222, I've beaten Caleb Mammoth Moor. Mammoth's mother still refused to let go, Zaviera Evans. Just because you have a bastard with doesn't mean I can't do anything about it. I am. Do you stop arguing? Who would have thought Moore's father would suddenly explode in anger, angrily scolding his wife, "Who are you calling a bastard? Watch your mouth or you'll lose your tongue." His mother's heart skipped a beat, her eyes full of fear. Seeing her husband leave ID, she quickly ducked behind his back. At this point, Moore's father hurried forward, his face fawning. "Mr. Ugal Mammoth, my wife didn't recognize the true worth and spoke nonsense. You mustn't take it seriously." Moore's father's humbleness left everyone speechless. Moore's mother still wasn't convinced and muttered, "Who is this person, real? Why is he worth being so afraid of? I think he's just a playboy. You still dare to speak?" Moore's father glared angrily. Ugal Mammoth had a proud look on his face, the air of nobility radiating from him. He sneered. "Yurk Mammoth, what kind of people do you have in your family? It's one thing not to recognize me, but to call someone a wild man? Don't I deserve any face?" Moore's father broke into a cold sweat. Ugal laughed coldly, "I remember your family has a cooperation with the Mammet family, right?" Moore's father's heart skipped a beat, "Mr. Ugal Mammoth, yes, yes, it's true. Since that's the case, I officially announce the termination of our cooperation. Your wife and son dared to insult me. If I don't make your family pay a price, then I'm not a mammoth. Furthermore, if my brother finds out how you insulted me, your fate will be even worse." Yurk Mammoth's body went limp, almost collapsing on the ground, trembling uncontrollably. His family's company went to great lengths to cooperate with the Mammoth family, only for it to be ruined overnight. Yurk Mammoth quickly begged, "Mr. Ugal Mammoth, the contract has already been signed, and the project is underway. If you suddenly withdraw your investment, it will also impact your company. Please spare us just this once." Ugal snorted coldly, "The Mammoth family isn't short of this money. To us, it's just a drop in the ocean." Yurk Mammoth trembled weakly, standing helplessly. He then turned to look at Zaviera Evans. "Zaviera, the truth is that your uncle has always had high hopes for you. My son has wronged you, I have scolded him. I won't let him bother you again, and our family won't make things difficult for you. Please persuade Mr. Ugal Mamet. Zavira, your Uncle H has never mistreated you, has he? And Zavira Evans' expression was strange. The company's money is Caleb's money. She didn't want Caleb to suffer any losses, so. But who knew Moore's mother would suddenly scream, York. What are you saying? Why are you begging that bitch? It's this temptress who seduced men into hitting Moore, and you're still groveling. Anyone who's with Zavira Evans can't be any good. You must be muddle, headed to be afraid of him. York Mamet's lips went white. Zavira Evans took back her original thought, smiling coldly, Uncle, it's not that I don't want to give you some face. Your wife keeps calling me names like a little bitch. How can I help? I think I better go first. York Mamet trembled with anger, glaring at his wife. York. That brat also hit Moore. Can you swallow this anger? You still have to hurry up and, Ugal Mamet turned around and looked at his mother, who was in a frenzy, and D said arrogantly, what's wrong with me hitting your son? I have hit Caleb Bef or, can't I hit your son? He had held back with that punch just now, mainly because he felt that if he hit too hard, his own hand would hurt. York Mamet was terrified, his face pale, and his legs giving way as he fell to the ground, his eyes filled with fear. You crazy woman. It was Moore who cheated on Mag Evans. Zavira Evans did nothing wrong. From now on when you see her, stay away from her. Do you know who that man just now was? That was Ugal Mamet, the youngest son of the Mamet family, Caleb's younger brother. You keep praising Mag Evans, but if it wasn't for her stirring up trouble, would we have offended Ugal Mamet? The mother is a mistress, and the daughter is no good either, a disgrace to the family. Mag Evans' face turned green, full of grievance, Uncle, before she could finish speaking, the manager of Fragrant House came over, I'm sorry, but the customers of Fragrant House are all respected and need a quiet dining environment. Please leave as soon as possible. Chapter 223, Destroying the Evans Family Moore. Mamet's face darkened, on what grounds? This Fragrant House is not the property of the Mamet family, but of the Sullivan family. Why should they be driven away? The manager calmly said, because you disturbed our miss. Before they could react, the bodyguards rushed over and drove them away. Mag Evans was always the center of attention wherever she went, and it was the first time she had been so despised. Her face was completely unable to hold up, and her whole body trembled. The Miss of Fragrant House. Why haven't I heard of her before? Moore Mamet's mother roared. Let go. What a shitty place. Driving customers away. It must be Zavira Evans who is behind this. I'll kill that little bitch. Seeing that she was still unconvinced, York Mamet raised his hand and slap-pet her across the face. Shut up. Being publicly driven out of Fragrant House, from now on, we won't be invited to any banquets, which means we can't meet new clients. Do you care now how much loss it would be for the company? Moore Mamet's mother covered her face and screamed, I didn't know the consequences would be so serious. We don't even know the miss of the Sullivan family. It must be Zavira who did it. I will kill this little bitch. Moore Mamet was depressed. Ever since being with Mag Evans, he had been extremely unlucky. The company was affected, and now they had been blacklisted by Fragrant HUs. Mag Evans lowered her head, her eyes fierce, she would not let it go easily. Inside Fragrant House. Ugal Mamet arrogantly said, "Your ex, boyfriend's family is so st*pid. Are they insane?" Zaviera Evans nodded. Ugal Mamet continued to mock, "And your sister, what's her name, Mag? She's so ugly and pretends to be weak. It disgusts me to death." Zaviera had one thing on her mind and couldn't help but speak up, "Ugal. What's up?" Zaviera's expression was serious, "Did you hit Caleb Mamet?" When Ugal was ridiculing everyone just now, he said he had hit Caleb Mamet and no one he dared not hit. Ugal frowned, first embarrassed, then glared, "When he hit me, I struggled a bit, which counts as hitting. Are you not convinced?" Zaviera. As long as Caleb Mamet wasn't bullied, she could rest assured. Suddenly remembering that she was here for an appointment, she went upstairs with ease. On the other side, Caleb Mamet lazily leaned on the sofa, playing with a knife in his hand. Steve Price looked at the knife with a cold gleam, his little heart pounding. "Mr. President, after all, this is Fragrant House. If people from the Mamet offshore Owitz die here, it might not be good." Caleb Mamet asked casually, "How's the investigation?" Steve Price nervously replied, "Mrs. Mamet's mother was killed by Derek Eva N.S. and Rose Campbell. After that, Mrs. Mamet was locked up by the Evans family and driven out 10 years ago. The Evans family announced that Mrs. Mamet had gone missing, but in fact, Rose Campbell had driven her out. Then they brought Mrs. Mamet back, and Mag Evans has been trying to kill her. She failed several times and falsely accused Mrs. Mamet of murder. Outsiders all say that Mag Evans is kind-hearted and doesn't hold grudges against Mrs. Mamet. Then Mag Evans snatched Moore Mamet away and framed Mrs. Mamet for doing something wrong. President, how do you want to deal with these people?" Caleb Mamet's eyes were cold, and a trace of killing intent flashed through them. "What is the Evans family most afraid of?" Steve Price answered, "The Evans family. Maybe afraid of losing face and tear company." Caleb Mamet nodded, "Since we want to deal with them, we have to destroy what they care about most. Zaviera has suffered enough, and from now on, he won't let her suffer anymore, nor will he allow the Evans family to bully her. The Evans family has always valued face, so he would expose the affair of Rose Campbell's rise as a mistress to the world, letting everyone see how she killed the original wife and became Mrs. Evans. Let the Evans family pay a heavy price for what they have done. Mrs. Mamet should be happy to know this, right?" Upstairs in Fragrant House. Albert Sullivan was furious. "What does the Evans family think they are? They dare to bully Zaviera. I'll kill them." However, Mr. Boland calmly said, "Zaviera has never been a pushover. You don't have to worry about." Chapter 224, My Sister, In, Law and I are completely. Innocent Albert Sullivan couldn't help but nod. Master Oland was right. 10 years ago, when Zaviera came to them, a group of kids bullied her. In just a few years, Zaviera had dealt with the families of those people, making them pay for their past mistakes. At that time, Albert had asked her why she didn't ask for Albert's help when she was being bullied. But Zaviera said she could handle it on her own and enjoyed the process of overpowering her opponents. Master Oland sighed. The Evans family committed the crime of killing Zaviera's mother. She won't make a move without sufficient evidence. Albert's face was full of anxiety, so we just watched those people disgust her. Master Oland smiled slightly. The news of Mag Evans being kicked out of the Fragrant House will soon spread throughout Lebanon. The Evans family will definitely come to seek your forgiveness. By then, you should let them know who the real Miss Fragrant House is. If they want to set foot in this door again, the Y must apologize to Miss. Albert nodded hurriedly. It was indeed a good solution. When the Evans family was prepared to apologize, they found out that Miss Fragrant House was Zaviera. It would be exciting. That night, the news of Ugal Mammoth beating more mammoth in the Fragrant House spread throughout Lebanon. Mr. Ugal Mammoth, the second son of the Mammoth family, was a notorious playboy and ruffian. It was not surprising that he beat someone. But this time, the heroine of the news was Zaviera Evans. It was as if they had heard explosive news. More Mammoth cheated on Zaviera Evans and mocked her along with Mag Eva N.S. Unexpectedly, Ugal Mammoth was on Zaviera's side and beat More Mammoth, kicking him out of the Fragrant House. From then on, More Mammoth could no longer attend upper-class banquets. This was the legendary hero saving the beauty. Although Ugal Mammoth was a playboy, he could actually stand up for Zaviera now, showing his true masculinity. Not long after Zaviera and More Mammoth broke up, Ugal Mammoth publicly protected her. This was love. If Zaviera married Ugal Mammoth, she would become the hostess of the Mammoth family, and her value would soar. Ugal Mammoth, who didn't know the inside story, woke up to countless messages on his phone, all wishing him well. He was confused. Why were these people asking him when he would get married? He didn't even have a girlfriend, so how could he get married? Ugal Mammoth opened his phone and looked through the messages one by one. Ugal, I'll come to support your wedding. Ugal Mammoth. You haven't had a girlfriend for years, I thought you weren't into women. So you actually like Zaviera Evans. Tell me about your love story. Ugal Mammoth. When the hell did he fall in love with Zaviera Evans? Ugal, your heroic act in the Fragrant House has spread everywhere. Your longi, guarded virginity can finally be put to use. Ugal Mammoth. What the hell? Him and Zaviera Evans. Zaviera was already married to Caleb Mammoth, so how did the gossip get to High M and Zaviera being together? Caleb Mammoth was trembling all over, feeling a creepy sensation in his heart. What the hell? They framed him and Zaviera. They were innocent, so how did the gossip turn into this? He was panicked and hurriedly called Caleb Mammoth. Naturally, Caleb Mammoth had also heard the rumors. Steve Price stood nearby trembling, silently mourning for Ugal Mammoth. Mr. President, actually, Caleb Mammoth asked leisurely, Ugal Mammoth, the hero who saved the beauty. Steve Price's face was full of fear. This, Caleb Mamet, Yugal Mamet, who has been single for years, finally found his true love. Steve Price was going crazy in his heart, patiently persuading, Mr. President, these are all fake. I'll go to the PR department right away. Please calm down. At this point, Caleb Mamet's phone rang. After connecting it, he heard Yugal Mamet's tearful voice. Bro. I didn't do it. I really didn't. Xaviera and I are clean. It's just a misunderstanding. Don't hit me. I'm a grown man now, it won't look good if you hit me. Why oh you have to believe me. Caleb Mamet, Yugal Mamet was terrified, it was Meg Evans who framed me, that venomous woman. She's trying to kill me. Caleb Mamet said nothing, leaving Yugal Mamet in despair. Chapter 225, The Mistress is Pregnant, Yugal. Mamet was crying out of fear, don't hurt me. I don't even like Xaviera. She is my sister-in-law. How could I ever be so unforgivable? Please don't misunderstand. Yugal, Caleb suddenly spoke. Although Caleb didn't intervene directly, he was fully aware of what had happened and casually said, you performed well this time. Mr. Yugal Mamet halted his sobbing and incredulously asked, what? Performed well? What did he mean? The rumors about him and Xaviera were spreading like wildfire, and Caleb was not angry. He was even praising him. After hanging up the phone, Yugal was still left confused, finally letting out a sigh of relief. On the other side, Caleb asked, Steve Price, have you found out who Xaviera's master Oland is? Steve Price replied, Boss, MRS. Mamet's master Oland is a renowned doctor. Caleb nodded, recalling that his poisoning had completely healed by the next day. He clearly knew that Xaviera had used an exclusive antidote only to be used in dire situations, her blood. The next day he could hear her inner voice, probably because of her blood. Caleb, why have you not turned on the lights? At that moment, Xaviera walked in. She had only spoken a sentence when she felt a wave of nausea. Caleb heard, why do I always feel nauseous? Could it be food poisoning? His lip curled upward slightly, being able to hear MRS. Mamet's thoughts was I indeed a good thing. Unsurprisingly, MRS. Mamet had a rich inner life. He stood up, walked towards her, and slowly asked, MRS. Mamet, what's wrong? Steve Price turned on the light, and his eyes gradually adjusted to the brightening SS. Just as Xaviera was about to answer, she felt a wave of intense nausea. Unable to hold it in, she retched once before rushing to the restroom. Next, Caleb heard yet another one of her thoughts, Master Oland's cooking is actually biochemical warfare. I knew I shouldn't have eaten it. How can my fragile body stand his terrible cooking? Albert shouldn't have even invited me, I feel awful. I need to throw up, Steve Price whispered into Sean Price's ears, Mrs. Mamet is dry heaving. Could it be? Sean Price glanced at her, none of your business. One third, how is it not my business? What I mean is that CEO and MRS. Mamet always sleep separately, have they gotten intimate? Steve Price smirked, bro, that is what I meant, don't you feel curious? Sean Price, how did he end up with such a vulgar little brother? He was particularly curious about how the CEO, with his temperament, could tolerate Steve Price's nonsense. The CEO was too benevolent, Steve Price was lost in thought. The CEO seemed potent in that regard. If the Y shared a bed, MRS. Mamet would surely get pregnant quickly. On the other side, Xaviera took some medicine and lay down on the recliner to rest. She regretted it so much. She would never eat Master Olan's dark cuisine again. Weight, she seemed to have put on weight, why was there extra fat around her stomach? Xaviera alarmingly jumped up and rushed to measure her waistline with a tapis, and undoubtedly, she had grown fat. She suddenly recalled Albert's cautious reminder, Xaviera, your skirt seems a bit tight today. Xaviera had always been skinny, and due to her taste disorder, she didn't have much interest in food as long as she wasn't starving. But after a few months with Caleb, she had astonishingly gained weight. For a woman, the most frightening thing might be gaining weight. At this moment, the butler brought out a plate of fried chicken. Xaviera really loved crispy and juicy fried chicken because she couldn't taste food, she could only feel its texture. The butler knew she liked it, so he would often prepare it for her. However, Xaviera was feeling nauseous at the moment. The moment she smelled the greasy aroma, she immediately covered her mouth, refusing it with a wave of her hand, I don't want to eat it for now. The butler suddenly realized something. MRS. Mamet was nauseous at the mere smell of greasy food, and she had also gained weight. Could it be? The butler quickly congratulated her, MRS. Mamet, why didn't you tell us sooner? Being pregnant is a wonderful thing. Xaviera had a baffled look on her face. The butler had a beaming smile, I thought you had gained weight, it turns out you're pregnant. The CEO probably still doesn't know, let me go and tell him. Chapter 226, The Scoundrel Talks About Love. Wait. Pregnant. Before Xaviera could finish speaking, the butler hurriedly left. Soon, Caleb strolled over, smiling slightly, I heard you're pregnant. Xaviera, they hadn't even done that, how could she be pregnant? Was this bastard trying to make a joke? If I were pregnant, that baby would be with someone else. Does Caleb want to be cheated on like that? Dead man, if you dare say I'm fat, I'll kill you. He hugged her waist, which indeed seemed a bit fatter, but it seemed even cuter. Before, she was too thin. And now she feels nice and plump to touch. MRS. Mamet is not fat at all. The man said with a smile. Xaviera's face eased up a bit, and thankfully Caleb didn't say anything. She started to complain, others say I'm fat. Caleb smiled slightly, that's because they don't understand aesthetics. Your figure is perfect. Xaviera's eyes widened in surprise. My God. This man was actually saying sweet words. Xaviera's heartbeat quickened, finally understanding why women like sweet-talking men. Listening to his sweet words, she felt much better. Am I really not fat? Now all girls are pursuing a thin, white, and young look. It seems like I've gained a bit. Caleb ruffled her hair, almost melting inside, not heavy at all. They should be envious of your figure. Xaviera's cheeks turned a soft pink, gradually spreading up to her ears. She suddenly looked up and heard Caleb slowly say, "You eat so much, and why oh you only gain a little weight? That's already very impressive, so they must be envious of you." Xaviera was stunned for a few seconds. Bastard man. A dog's mouth can't spit out ivory. The originally jumping little heart suddenly stopped, gnashing its teeth in anger. It would rather believe in ghosts than in a man's rotten mouth. It would be better to go to sleep and listen to sweet words in a dream than wa it for him to say a few nice things. Xaviera turned around and started to walk away, but Caleb grabbed her. "What is wrong? What do you think is wrong? Bastard man, you did it on purpose, right? I used to think he was a warm-hearted big brother before I met him, but when I met him, I realized he's a dick." Caleb hooked the corner of his lips and laughed wickedly, "I'm quite happy." Xaviera almost spat out a mouthful of old blood. If she had done anything wrong, she would rather have God punish her, not see Caleb tormenting her. When he first entered the room, Caleb's face was cold, but now he was all smileless. Caleb's thin lips parted, "I wasn't happy at first, but once I saw you, I felt happy." Xaviera opened her mouth wide, her heart pounding. What did he say? Did that mean he missed her? At this moment, her phone suddenly rang with a new message, interrupting her thoughts. Caleb turned his face away to hide his reddening ears, feigning calm, and asked, "Are you investigating Derek Evans and Rose Campbell?" Xaviera was stunned for a moment, then nodded. Finding evidence after so many years wouldn't be easy. Caleb asked seriously, "What do you want to do?" Xaviera was lost in thought, not understanding why Caleb was asking such questions. Did he mean to help? "I want to find out the truth and make the criminals pay. But that's just the beginning." She also wanted to expose Derek Evans and Rose Campbell's deeds to the world to comfort her mother's soul in heaven. "And I want to take everything from Derek Evans and lead him step by step into hell, living a life worse than death. I want to make this pair of bastards resent each other, let Rose Campbell feel endless pain, fall into disrepute, and eventually die in despair." Xaviera's eyes narrowed slightly, but her brow furrowed. "Maybe I shouldn't tell Caleb about this for now. I've worked so hard to pretend to be weak, and if I start talking, I'll break my character. Men probably hate deceitful women. It's unlikely that any man would like a vengeful woman, and I happen to be juiced that." Xaviera's eyes were filled with loss. Yet Caleb heard her every thought, loud and clear. Chapter 227, A Coincidental Meeting of Minds. Caleb. Mamet's eyes were fierce. "Xaviera, you are too kind." Xaviera suddenly looked up, her face full of confusion. His voice was cold, revealing the thoughts he had heard. To destroy everything they have, make them wish they were dead, make them regret, break their reputation, and drive away their family and friends. Also, let them suffer endless torture, feel endless pain, let them kneel down and beg you, and finally die in despair. Caleb said indifferently, "Only by doing this can it be considered revenge." Xaviera was stunned for a long time. Did Caleb coincide with her thoughts? Zaviera's face was full of surprise, but she still had to pretend to be weak. Ah, Caleb, I'm so weak, how could I be so cruel and heartless, knowing that exposing her would only embarrass her, Caleb agreed, you don't have to do it, I'll help you. She doesn't need to get her hands dirty with blood. Zaviera was somewhat taken aback, a warmth in her heart. Wow! Caleb is so manly like this. I love him like this too much. Zaviera, stay calm. Your little heart is beating too fast. You can't let yourself be swept away by a man. But I can't help myself. He's so handsome. I love him so much. Caleb. Mua. Listening to her inner thoughts, Caleb's eyes softened, and he gently embraced her, holding her soft body close. They could clearly hear each other's heartbeats, and Caleb had never felt so happy, as if he had gained the most precious treasure in the world. It was because he drank her blood that he could hear her thoughts, and perhaps the blood would lose its effect after some time, and he could only wait until the next time she was poisoned, drink her blood, and hear her thoughts anew. But Caleb couldn't bear to see her hurt, even for him, cutting herself to save Hyam. He would rather endure the pain of being poisoned, not hear her thoughts, than to see her injured. His eyes downcast, the man walked directly to his study, closed the door, and dialed Albert Sullivan's phone. Albert was Zaviera's senior fellow and should be willing to help him suppress the Evans family together. A few days later, Derek Evans called. He was arrogant, the boss of Fragrant House invited us to a banquet, and as a member of the Evans family, you have to attend. Dress properly, don't disgrace the Evans family, and meet at the entrance of Fragrant House at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then he hung up. Zaviera was speechless. Her father always had an ulterior motive for getting UP early and having her attend the banquet. Competing with her? Ridiculous. What was Fragrant House? It was her lair. The next day at 10. Zaviera was wearing a black, long dress that perfectly outlined her body, her seaweed-like hair draped over her shoulders, giving off an impressive aura, drawing Eve Rion's attention. Rose Campbell was chatting with a middle-aged man. As soon as she saw Zaviera, her face was instantly dazzled. Mr. Evans, your eldest daughter is so beautiful. Derek's face was full of flattery. Mr. Duke, you're too kind. Actually, my younger daughter is even better, but he's already engaged to Mr. Moore Mamet, so that's why I asked my elder daughter to come. What do you think? Mr. Duke's eyes were full of lewdness, very good. I like it very much. Rose and Derek exchanged glances, quickly going forward to greet Zaviera. Zaviera, the Evans family is in some trouble now. After all, you're one of us, why oh you have to do something to help us get through this. Mr. Duke is a rich man, as long as you marry him, everything will be settled, and you'll be able to live the life of a wealthy wife. Zaviera almost laughed at her rage. How could Rose bring herself to say these words? Why didn't she marry Mr. Duke herself? It was utterly ridiculous. Zaviera's face was full of disdain. Zaviera, can't you just stand by and watch the company go bankrupt? Rose looks sad. You're also the daughter of the Evans family. You have to see on tribute something. There was Oris, an executive who took a fancy to your mother and wanted her to sleep with him. If it weren't for her stubborn refusal, the Evans family wouldn't have fallen to this level. Both of you, mother and daughter, can't just only think of yourselves, think of the Evans family. If Rose was only trying to provoke her, she had succeeded. Chapter 228, Where did Miss Evans go? Why isn't Mag Evans marrying instead? She's also a daughter of the Evans family. At Rose, Camel's face showed her displeasure. Mag is already engaged to Mor, and she's supposed to marry someone from the Mamet family. You don't have a boyfriend or a husband, so it's perfect for you to marry Mr. Duke and help the Evans family out of this urgent situation. Besides, with your reputation, you wouldn't be able to marry anyway. We're helping you find a good match. Derek Evans was impatient. Mag is as pure as ice and jade, and you don't even deserve to carry her shoes. It's why our duty to marry Mr. Duke. After saying that, he rudely dragged Xaviera and forcibly took her into a room, locking the door. You just wait here obediently. When Mr. Duke comes later, you better behave yourself. If you dare to resist, you'll see what happens. Derek left a threatening remark, and swaggered away with Rose and Mag. Xaviera glanced around the surroundings, which were not too bad, so she lay down on the bed to rest for a while and then made a phone call. Miss Xaviera, it's all been recorded, and the picture is very clear. Xaviera gave a faint smile, very good. The person on the phone shivered. Miss Xaviera, all the attendees of Mr. Caleb's banquet are celebrities from Lebanon. Please don't cause a liffy, threatening scene. Xaviera. She helplessly said, don't worry, I'll hold back. At the banquet downstairs, Mag pretended to be worried. Dad, knowing my sister's temper, she won't agree to this. Isn't it a bit too much to force her like T.S.? Mag, why do you care about her? She has never been a good person, always messing around outside. Since she's going to be slept with anyway, she might as well be useful, and marrying Mr. Duke should be her honor. Rose immediately retorted, with Derek speaking gently by her side, Mag, you don't have to worry about her. Just perform well at the banquet later, and try to please the young lady from Fragrant House if you meet her. Rose added, yes, Mag, the banquet today is held for the young ladies of Fragrant House. If you can get on good terms with them, it will be beneficial for the company. After Xaviera marries Mr. Duke, she will be a wealthy wife and won't be able to go out, then she won't disturb you anymore. Mag obediently nodded, the corners of her mouth slightly curled up in a victorious smile. She had already heard about Mr. Duke. He was an old rascal with a violent tendency. If Xaviera married him, she would definitely be tormented to death. From now on, there would be a huge change in the lives of the sisters. One-third guests were entering one after another, and the banquet was about to officially begin. Mag was very excited. This was her first time attending such a grand event, and she felt that everything was novel and fresh. Mr. Evans, I heard that your eldest daughter is also here, but why haven't we seen her? Someone asked curiously at that time. They all knew Derek Evans had two daughters and wanted to meet his rumored eldest daughter. Albert Sullivan also asked, Mr. Evans, where did Xaviera go? Derek was a bit embarrassed and pretended to be helpless. She was here just now, but she disappeared in a blink of an eye. This child really worries me. The banquet is about to start, and I don't know where she went to fool around. Mag hesitated to speak, I know. It seems that my sister went upstairs. Upstairs. Those were suites. What was she doing there? Mag hesitated for a moment, looking troubled. I saw her following. No, don't get me wrong, I don't know. She widened her eyes, looking innocent, as if she had accidentally let something slip. Albert approached and whispered, Miss Evans, is there something you can't tell us? Speak. How can the play continue if you don't speak? Mag looked a bit scared, her face filled with hesitation, and after a moment, she said, My sister followed a man upstairs. I'm so afraid that she's in danger. Derek also feigned worry, My eldest daughter has never attended such a grand banquet before. She might be in trouble. I better hurry up and find her. His face was filled with worry, but a trace of cunning flashed in his eyes. In front of everyone, he was indeed worried about his daughter. But as soon as everyone went upstairs, they would find Xaviera messing around with Mr. Duke. By then. Chapter 229, Calculations. Albert Sullivan smiled slightly, If something happens to Miss Evans at Fragrante House, we bear an inescapable responsibility. So let's go and have a look at Ogatha. Of course, Mag Evans wanted Albert to go. The more people who went, the better, as it would expose Xaviera Evans' harlotry to everyone. Derek Rose sneered maliciously as she looked forward to seeing Xaviera make a fool of herself. She killed that bitch back then, and now this daughter would not lead a good life either. After Xaviera loses face at such an important banquet, who would marry such a woman? Ugal Mammoth would certainly abandon her when he sees her with another man. By then, everyone would see her barely clothed and she might commit suicide out of shame, but it would be too cheap for her to die just like that. Xaviera was the Evans family's young mistress, while Mag was the daughter of a mistress, and thus, she was inherently jealous and resentful of Xaviera. Once Xaviera married Mr. Duke, she would be at his whim day and night, while the Evans family would enjoy the wealth and resources Xaviera obtained for them. All that belonged to the Evans family would be Mag's. She would trample on Xaviera and never let her turn over a new leaf. Rose Camel's mouth curled into a smile, probably because Xaviera was alred suffering greatly. Half an hour earlier, Xaviera lay lazily on the sofa, watching the surveillance video on her phone. Rose Camel's voice came through, Mr. Duke, she's waiting for you in the room, ready to serve you. Here's the room key for you. The only good thing about this eldest daughter is her good looks and the ability to please people. You will surely like her. Once you marry her and take her home, you can do whatever you want with her. Not knowing what was said on the other end, Rose grinned ingratiatingly, Since Xaviera is already yours, can you give us the resources you control? Xaviera couldn't help but sneer, Rose was like a pimp. Rose and Mag had already planned to lock her in the room, wait for Mr. Duke to sleep with her, and then catch her in the act with a crowd of people to wash. Her reputation would be utterly ruined, and she would be forced to marry Mr. Duke. At that moment, the door opened, Xaviera straightened up and gave a cold smile. Mr. Duke, with his huge belly, laughed obscenely, "You little beauty. Hurry up and welcome me so I can pamper you. Xaviera grabbed his fat hand, and with a strong pull, his bones cracked. She took the nearby bed sheet and quickly tied him up. Mr. Duke's face was full of confusion, "What are you doing? Are you going against the heavens? Derek Evans has already given you to me, you. Xaviera kicked him hard in the knee, and Mr. Duke immediately screamed in PN. Mr. Duke, I advise you to behave, or I won't be polite. Xaviera's icy gaze sway PT over him. Mr. Duke shuddered and roared, "Bitch. How dare you threaten me? Once you marry me, I will make sure you suffer." Rose Campbell said, "You're a little bitch who only obeys after being beaten." Xaviera picked up a dining knife next to her and stabbed it into Mr. Duke's body before leisurely asking, "Still want to curse me?" With a forceful swipe, blood gushed out, and Mr. Duke gritted his teeth in pain, swearing continuously. "Your father has sold you to me. You're mine, and now you want to rebel? Wait until I get out of here, I'll kill you." Xaviera sneered and looked at his ugly face before pulling out the dining knife and grabbing a fork to stab him again. Mr. Duke, you've harmed so many innocent women, and now you want to harm me, a weak woman. Even if I kill you, it's just for self-defense, and I'll be out after just a few days in jail." Hearing this, Mr. Duke's eyes widened with horror. "What do you want to do? If you kill me, you, Xaviera scoffed, "killing you like this would be too easy for you." He should be thankful that Caleb Mamet and Albert didn't come, or else this guy would have ended up dead. Mr. Duke's body quivered with fear, and he screamed in pain, "I'll kill you. Bitch." Moreover, Rose Campbell is coming shortly, and when she does, I'll say you kidnapped me and tried to extort money from me. You won't escape. Chapter 230, Bribing the Secretary. Mr. Duke. Xaviera Evans raised an eyebrow and said, "You really are ridiculous. Since I dared to attack you, it means I have enough confidence. You rang the service bell several times, but nobody came to attend to you. Have you ever wondered why?" Mr. Duke's eyes widened. Xaviera sneered, "Fragrant House is known for its meticulous service. Why would they ignore you this time? Why did they turn a blind eye even though they knew I was going to attack you?" She threw away the dinner knife and clapped her hands towards the outside. A group of people walked in, one of whom was the manager of Fragrant House. The manager walked up to Xaviera and respectfully said, "Miss Evans." Xaviera looked at Mr. Duke's astonished expression and leisurely said, "Fragrant House is my brother Albert's territory. Even if I killed you, Nobody would interfere. Mr. Duke's face was full of terror, his body trembling, and he fainted with his eyes rolling back. Everyone quickly tidied up the room and carried Mr. Duke away, restoring the suite to its original state. On the other side, Mag Evans and Derek Evans had also come upstairs. Mag's face was full of anxiety. Where's my sister? Dad, is she in trouble? Wah, several friends quickly comforted her. Don't worry, Mag, your sister is a grown-up and will be fine. Besides, the security at Fragrant House is very good. As long as she rings the service bell, the staff will definitely appear. Everyone knew that Xavier's sudden disappearance and going upstairs with a stranger must be related to something between a man and a woman. They thought Miss Evans had disgraced herself. Mag bit her lip, looking pitiful. It's all my fault. I didn't take good care of my sister just now. If anything happens to her, how can I live with myself? Why, you're looking for Xaviera. At this moment, a man walked over. Rose Camel's eyes lit up instantly. This man was Mr. Duke's secretary. In order to play the scene well, they needed others to testify. Rose had long been bribing Mr. Duke's secretary, telling him what to do so that Xaviera would not be able to argue with their accusations in front of everyone. Mr. Duke's secretary had been waiting nearby for them to come upstairs, not knowing that something had happened to Mr. Duke. Miss Xaviera Evans went with our Mr. Duke. How could anything happen to him? The secretary smiled deeply, and everyone was silent. Although the secretary did not say it outright, they understood the implications of his words. Mag's tears gushed down. Don't talk nonsense. How could my sister be with Mr. Duke? My sister? She wouldn't. How could she be with Mr. Duke? She pretended to defend Xaviera while her eyes were full of helplessness. The secretary argued loudly, are you saying I'm lying? Miss Xaviera Evans H. has been with our Mr. Duke for a long time. She even said she wants to marry him. When they met at the banquet, she couldn't wait to take Mr. Duke to the room. The crowd gasped. This was too explosive. And Mr. Duke's secretary provided specific details. Although Mr. Duke was not very good looking and quite old, he was indeed wealthy and powerful. Xaviera must be attracted to his money. But after all, Xaviera was Miss Evans of the Evans family, and did not seem to be short of money. Why did she insist on marrying Mr. Duke, who was a rather plump and ordinary man? Suddenly, Mag covered her face and cried bitterly, it's impossible. Why? My sister would never do such a thing. Dad, it's all your fault. If you hadn't frozen my sister's card, she wouldn't be short of money. Although she did something wrong, you cannot treat her like this. It's too much. Derek's face was full of sorrow and regret. That child spends money recklessly. Why? I just wanted to teach her a lesson. I didn't expect to push her into a wrong path. It's all my fault. Everyone suddenly understood. It turned out that Xaviera lost her financial support and ended up clinging to Mr. Duke. However, It was quite disrespectful for her to do such a thing in Albert Sullivan's fragrant house and during a high-profile banquet. Zaviro was so eager to find a room with Mr. Duke, didn't she take Albert seriously? They couldn't help but look at Albert. He still looked calm.